McLeod Contracting.
Hi, Jeffrey. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. I'm sorry she couldn't transfer the call for some reason, but I thought I'd get back to you. I understand that you were going through the client interview and then you didn't want to have the call tracking number enabled for your account?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if we understood it properly. And we were trying to get her to explain it, you know, in like a small child to us.
Okay. No problem.
And I had Julie on the call with me as well. And basically, she doesn't understand how we already have all of our marketing set up with our business phone. And
yes.
It sounds like she's going to try to reroute the calls on the Google advertising and the website and everything through your number. Does that sound right?
So the only thing we want to do it for the call tracking number is, and usually it's a $300 upsell for our existing clients to even get that feature. But for you, since you're an ideal client, it's already included. So all it does is it routes the calls that come through our campaign through that call tracking number. And it doesn't alter your business number in any way, shape, or form. And what I mean by that is, let's say that you already have your business number advertised on business cards or on logos and things like that. Yeah. None of that changes. Your regular business number still works, right? But if they call through this campaign, what will happen is the number will still route to your business line, but because it's a call tracking number, it will eliminate a bunch of spam callers, because a lot of the spam callers are computer generated, and we'll put a press one, press two greeting on it. So thank you for calling McLeod Contracting and Design. If you're a new customer, press one, right? If you're an existing customer, press two. If they are a computer generated spam call, they can't press one or two, so they're going to fall off. And when you're connected, it's a real person on the other end, right? So that's the first benefit. The second benefit is that all of the calls that come through that call tracking number, they're recorded and they're stored on your dashboard in the lead section for quality assurance. So
kind of like the Google lead system, how we can run through the recordings of the calls.
Exactly. It's very important, because let's say that somebody calls you through the Google Verified Exclusive Lead Program, right? And let's say that it's a bogus lead, then we monitor that dashboard and we make sure that you don't get charged for it, right? And we apply credits and things like that. It's a huge benefit to you to have that as well.
I understand, but I thought at the end of our conversation, I was under the impression we were just going to leave us on our own devices with our Google Leads account. So I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. I can understand why you would want to route and track the numbers through your system for tracking and for monitoring. And I'm okay with that. I don't have a problem with that. I just want to make sure it's not going to interfere with my existing marketing and my existing Google, you know, verified account. The website, I don't really mind, you know what I'm saying? But we also want to have the ability on the website to generate, you know, leads of our own.
Of course. Yeah, so let's say that you're advertising the website elsewhere. You're still going to get those leads, because there's a contact form on the site. And when people fill it out, it still comes back to you, you know, so you're still going to get any type of leads that you are advertising elsewhere through the site. It's just a nice way for you to manage and track the calls and eliminate spam callers. I had a really cool situation that happened recently, Jeffrey, not to cut you off, but it was kind of funny. This guy called me and he said, "Hey, can you help me open up this lead on the dashboard?" For some reason, he was in an internet area where it was cutting in and out and he couldn't read his lead. So I opened it and it said, I've said we want to hire you for this $8,000 bid that you offered us last week. And he said the same thing that you're saying. He goes, that's so weird because I didn't get that lead from Google. I remember when I went out and I bid that job, that was some advertising we did outside of it. Well, right. Guess what? They did a little bit of due diligence on him, and they saw that he had a valid website and nice things being posted about him. So the inquiry still came through the site, even though that's not where the work originated from, if that makes
right.
sense. So you'll have a tab on those types as well.
Okay. So, and I think that the confusion came in when it just, we didn't understand with our original marketing and our vehicle graphics and our other marketing we've done, the with a different phone number, we were like, wait a minute, I don't know if that sounds right or whatever. But it makes sense to me. And if they, because we honestly, we don't get calls necessarily through our website. And if they did put a call button and it was routed through there on the website, that would be great.
Yes.
It's mostly our contact through our website are normally through those forms that you're talking about. They're client, you know, there's just client forms and they get emailed to us and we open them up. And I don't know where they come from, to be honest with you, Tina. They're just there.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have it, too, because sometimes our clients will retrieve data from it. I remember this guy, he was a roofer, and he told me he was up on a roof one day, and somebody called him to bid on a job, and he was kind of preoccupied, but he said, sure, I'll be there in a couple of hours, and he took the address. But after a couple of hours and he came down off the roof, he was like, oh, shoot, where did I put that address? And he didn't want to call them back and sound unprofessional, you know.
Right.
So he went to his dashboard and he just listened to the call to get the address so he could go out on the bid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of – that's sort of like where we used to be. Now we have people in the office here and everything. And I think from what I'm hearing, this is going to help out in the long run because I think it's going to streamline it. Because we have the experience with the Google, what do you call that when we go to the leads inbox? They're verified, whatever it's called.
Oh, the Google verified. Yeah, that's the exclusive lead program through Google, right? So when you're going through the leads inbox.
Yeah. So we're used to, you know, extracting that data and going through our leads that way. And then we've been very trustworthy of trusting of them to just go ahead and we've never really kicked one back on them. It seems to me they're hitting pretty good. We don't have time to check it all the time, but we've never really had a problem with one that they, classified it wrong or anything. But we don't monitor it. Like I said, it's more, we were kind of pretty trusting of them. We've checked them a couple of times just to verify that they're still checking them.
It's nice to have that added feature because you're right. Google Verified will be really good at staying on top of it and making sure that you don't get charged if one falls through the cracks that isn't valid.
Yeah.
But just in case it does, it's nice to have it because that way you have that ammo that, hey, this one, you know, because who has time to go and sit and listen through all of them? You know what I mean?
It's nice
that our department monitors it for you to ensure that that doesn't happen, you know?
It's true. And there's a amount of time that you have to make a claim against one. I think if you don't file a claim against a charge, then you don't have nothing to stand up to.
Okay.
That's why people are loving this program because we do it automatically and you don't have to worry about the time frame or making disputes or anything like that because we'll automatically do it for you. So if you're okay with it, I'll have Natalie call you back and kind of finish. I think she's almost done with the client interview, but, you know, I'll tell her that you'll keep it on there for now. And if you know, you start using it and down the road you realize you don't want it, you could always call me and we could, you know, talk about getting an approval to remove it. But I think, you know, especially since it's usually an add-on and an extra monetary amount and it's included for you, I think you might as well take advantage of it, you know.
All right, Tina, let me ask you one question. Will that in any way, shape, or form mess with our verified Google account? If they see a different, no, it just is seamless.
It has nothing to do with the approval of that or that you passed the background check already or anything like that. It's just promoting that number so that, you know, there's more tracking on the results that you're getting through it. You see what I mean?
Okay, that's perfect. That's hard to know.
Perfect. Okay, so then let me tell her to call you back in a little bit. Stand by, and we'll get the rest of this finished. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
All right, Gina, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
So